News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Archaeologists in Galway have found a Neolithic tomb from over 6 millennia ago that has raised new questions about how our ancestors lived. Dr. Michelle Comer is co-lead of the Maori Landscape Use Project. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What have you found?
Well, I suppose what we found was totally unexpected in one way. We had a record of a site being destroyed here in the 1960s. And it's what we would have called a court tomb, an early monument that was used for burial and other ceremonies almost 6,000 years ago. So when we started here, we were hoping to locate at least where that site had been. But what we found was that it wasn't as destroyed as was recorded. So there was the footprint of the site still existed. So we were delighted with that. That's what we set out to do and had our fingers crossed to find. And we did. And we, you know, located the site and we discovered that it was quite a big one, about 30 meters in length. But of course, the excitement didn't end there, because as part of the work, we also identified a second tomb slash ritual monument right next to it. And this is something that we would call a portal tomb. And this is the first time that these two have been found in such, you know, close proximity to each other. They're right next to each other. There's only like maybe a meter, 2 meters between them. So, you know, that's never been discovered or identified before. And then if that wasn't enough, identifying a new one of these monuments, we actually discovered that the monument was built in a quarried out pit in the bedrock, in the limestone. It's over a metre deep, this pit, and it's about 4 metres by 4 metres in size. So it's a really substantial piece of work for these, you know, Stone Age people to actually 100% quarry out.
A huge amount of effort had to go into that. But we're talking about a period where very little is known about the humans that were living here. And you're getting a remarkable insight into how they lived.
We are, indeed, how they interacted with their neighbours, how they interacted with the landscape, which is part of our bigger overall project, if you like, looking at how people in the past lived in the landscape. And, of course, the people who built these tombs were the first farmers. So that's a huge part of that particular story. And, you know, another key part to all of this is it's very hard to find the actual houses that those people lived in, because they were made of wood and they don't leave any trace on the landscape today. But their actual ceremonial monuments do, because they were generally built of stone. These are the great big megalithic tombs that we're talking about here. So once we find them, we have an idea of the size of the community that was living here and various other aspects of their lives, and indeed their deaths, obviously. So, yeah, it's been hugely exciting for us as archaeologists, but I suppose people might say that it's not that difficult to get archaeologists excited. But
normally you'd find an old bone or two, but you found more. There are human remains on this site as well, so it was a burial plot. What are you going to be able to do with them? And because will you be able to find out, you know, how well they were eaten, what age they were? Is there a lot you can do about what you found?
Exactly. So as part of our team, we have an osteoarchaeologist. So this is someone who specializes in human remains and studying human remains. So yes, they will take all of the remains, both cremated and non-cremated, and they will study them. We will get dating for them, so radiocarbon dating the remains, so we'll know exactly how old they are. But ideally, they will be able to tell us whether they were, you know, male, female, how old they are, how old they were when they died. We might be able to carry out various studies that will tell us where they grew up, so we'll know if they grew up here in Galway or somewhere else. So there's all sorts of information that we will be able to get from the remains in due course.
And of course, they weren't without their bling either, because you managed to find this amethyst. What is it? Is it an amethyst bracelet or is it an amethyst pendant?
A little pendant. It's only, you know, 1.5 centimetres or so in size. So it's quite small, but also unique. There's nothing else like it known within Ireland, and possibly further afield, but we have yet have some more research to do in that regard. So within Ireland, you might find at a few sites some small quartz, little clear beads, but this is our first use of amethyst, of this kind of purplish material. So it's really quite an attractive little piece, and it has garnered quite a lot of attention, as you might imagine, on social media and the like.
It's incredible. It's been sitting there for so long and nobody knew about it until you got in there. I'm delighted that you are finding all of these things, and hopefully we'll get to see the fruits of your labour again in another couple of months. Dr. Michelle Comer, who is the co-lead of the Mari Landscape Use Project, thanks for talking about that Neolithic tomb over 6,000 years old.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.